Bertrand Russell, who did not believe in God, was once asked what he would do if, following his death, he were to encounter God after all. Russell is supposed to have answered, "I will ask him, God Almighty, why did you give so little evidence of your existence?" Certainly the awful world in which we live does not look like one in which an all-powerful benevolence is having its way. It is hard to understand how a sympathetic world order can include so many people afflicted by acute misery, persistent hunger, and deprived and desperate lives, and why millions of innocent children in the third world have to die each year from lack of food or medical attention or social care. This issue is not new, and it has been a subject of some discussion among men of spiritual mind. The argument that God has reasons to want us to deal with these miseries ourselves has had considerable intellectual support. As a non-religious person, I am not in a position to assess the religious merits of this argument, but I can appreciate the force of the claim that people themselves must have responsibility for developing and changing the world in which they live. As people who live together, we cannot escape the thought that the terrible occurrences that we see in developing countries are essentially our problems. They are our responsibility. As thinking creatures, we have the ability to contemplate the lives of others. Our sense of responsibility need not relate only to the distress that our own behavior may have caused. We often feel a more general responsibility relating to the miseries that we see around us and that lie within our power to help remedy. And to deny this responsibility would be to miss something central about our social existence. What is important is not so much having exact rules about how we ought to behave as recognizing, when we come to make the choices we face, that we are human beings, like those who are suffering these miseries.